Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now, 6:30 here on a Monday morning, 71 degrees. Gasoline prices increased over the past 3 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
gasoline prices changed direction and rose about a dime over the past 3 weeks. The new average is $2.83 for regular grade. This follows 7 weeks of drops. The recent peak was May 3, after which the price fell, a total of about 24 cents, and now it's reversed itself and gone up a dime.
Lundberg says a rise in crude oil prices and tax increases in several states contributed to the gas price increase.
Electric scooter will launch in Wichita today. Mayor Jeff Longwell and Wichita City Council members will help launch Wichita's first deployment of electric scooters at a news conference this morning near the corner of 2nd and Main. Wichita Police Department representatives will offer tips on how to stay safe while riding the low-speed vehicles and outline some of the rules recently adopted in an ordinance. Members of the media will be able to test drive the scooters.
An off-duty Wichita police officer was arrested Friday for allegedly driving under the influence.
KSN News and Mulvane Police have identified the officer as 18-year Wichita Police veteran Andrew Tapia. He has been placed on paid administrative leave while the case is being investigated in Mulvane. Once completed, an internal review will take place by the WPD. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins appeared on the John Whitmer Show last evening. He discussed rising property taxes in Kansas and an upcoming bill that would make county appraisers elected by the people.
We have a representative out in Ivy, Kansas, Jack Timmish. He is working right now on a bill to make it to where we have county appraisers that are elected by the people, reportable to the people and not reportable to the county commissioner.
John Whitmer Show, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock here on KNSS.
A New Jersey cop has been fired after suffering a drug overdose on the job.
Matthew Ellery of the Franklin Township Police Department didn't respond to dispatch while working an overnight shift in April. Turns out Ellery had overdosed on heroin and only survived when a fellow officer gave him two doses of Narcan. Ellery has pleaded guilty to drug charges and as part of his plea deal will undergo drug treatment. If he fails to finish the program, Ellery could face up to 5 years in prison. He's also no longer a police officer after only about 2.5 years on the force. Ellery is scheduled to be sentenced on August 23rd. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The tropical system Barry is over central Arkansas this morning, but the cloud cover from that storm will make its way into south-central Kansas this afternoon, our high 87. Clearing in 70 tonight, hot weather tomorrow, Tuesday's high 96. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 71 degrees. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS at 6:33 now. Con Ed says a power outage that left parts of Manhattan in the dark for several hours didn't have anything to do with demand on the electrical grid. Con Ed president Tim Cawley says the cause of the Saturday night outage is still under investigation. The blackout affected thousands of customers for about 5 hours along a 40-block stretch that included Times Square to 72nd Street and Broadway and spreading to Rockefeller Center. Says the utility company is prepared for high demand like one expected this coming week as the temperatures rise. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is calling for a federal probe into the blackout. Now, why would we need a federal probe? Well, if they don't know what caused it, they might want to look at somebody hacking into the grid. Maybe even a foreign power. That may be what Senator Schumer is suspecting.
Well, those are his constituents. Of course, he has to say, the federal government's on this.
Yeah. He's got to say something that if 5 hours.
Jerry Moran's not going to launch an investigation into this. It's got to be a New York guy.
Could be. A Tennessee man died this week after being infected with a flesh-eating bacteria during a trip to a Florida beach. According to news reports, the man became ill shortly after returning from vacation in Destin Beach, where he was visiting family for the 4th of July. The man's daughter says the family discovered that a large sore had developed on her dad's back once they had returned home, as well as red bumps on his arms and legs. Man died July 7th, 48 hours after his last swim in Florida. The man's daughter says while her dad didn't have any open cuts or wounds, he did have a compromised immune system due to cancer treatments, and that may have put him at greater risk. But this is, we've had several stories like this. People going to the beach, usually it's they've got a wound or they've been scratched or something like that, and the ocean's water has some real crud in it right now, I guess. That Destin Beach, I mean, I've been there. I've been there a couple times. There's a little, actually a Destin, there's a cove in there where you can just, I mean, it's really nice. Water's clear. The sand is as white as that paper. And it's a fun place to spend some time. But, the water looks good, but who knows what's in it anymore? Good gravy. So I guess if you're going to go to the beach, make sure you don't have any open sores.
Yeah.
It can be a real trouble. That was, yeah, I just thought of something that when I was a youngster, we went on a family trip to California, and we stopped at the Great Salt Lake in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was insistent that we get on the Great Salt Lake. Okay. He said, first of all, you can't sink in it. It's so salty, you can't sink. So you can float. Okay, fine. The other thing is, if you have a sore or a cut, the water with all the salt in it, it'll cure it up in like 3 hours. It'll be, you'll be okay. So I didn't have any. But, for 2 days, my brothers and I were scratching salt off our arms after we got. And the Great Salt Lake is, if you've ever seen it, it's just a. Looks like a muddy cow tank somewhere. It's not
a
beauty.
No.
No place where you want to say, oh, boy, that's a fun place to go. So, anyway. Yeah, I guess.
When I was a kid, I had some really bad skin problems and rashes on my legs. We went down to Galveston, and within a week, that was all gone.
Really? So the salt water helped you?
It did me.
Ellen, I've heard that.
Obviously.
Salt water in the ocean, and that kind of salt water in the Salt Lake, Great Salt Lake. But now, if you're heading down to the beach, you probably better be careful. Yeah, because this is not the first time we've heard about this happening. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And about an hour from now, we're going to talk with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Of course, you heard the news story this morning. They're getting all ready to kick off the scooter mania here in Wichita. That'll be fun.
Is there a scooter? I guess we'll find out.
Well, it's media driven, I think.
Yeah,
or maybe city.
You're
gonna rent them, I guess, and you need to have somebody rent them. But like I've said from the start, anything the city rents that somebody can fall off of, there's going to be some real insurance problems. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep you posted on the story. Steve and Ted now.
Everybody in this town has a car, though. That's the deal.
Yeah. My wife has a car. I have a car.
They can put as many bikes and scooters as they want on the streets, but everybody in this town owns a car, drives where they go.
Just about anybody over the age of about 16, they got a car. This is a car town.
I will say this for that, though. Would be nice to go if, like, say, you're going downtown or something like that, rather than having to, drive and re-park every four or five different, places that you want to go, if they happen to be more than, 10 or so blocks away, rent one of those things where you park. And then
what town you live in, Jad? People love doing that. That's all they do in this town is get in their car and drive 5 blocks to find a new parking place.
Yeah, but sometimes finding that new parking place isn't easy.
I'm not saying it's not easy. I'm saying that's what people do in this town. People do not get on bikes and scooters and go places.
So you're they saying get in they their enjoy car. Driving around looking for a parking
space. I don't say they enjoy
space.
It. I'm just saying they do it. That's how things work in this town.
Maybe they enjoy complaining about not finding a place
to park.
That.
Yeah, that's a given.
That's true. But it is it's a great town for people who will... They will sit and
I've
watch.
I've seen people drive around parking lots looking for a spot that's 20 feet closer than one that's available.
Absolutely.
That's what people do in this town.
I had yesterday.
They look for the closest parking place for their car.
The guy at Dillon's in the parking lot yesterday at 13th and West in a black pickup. He just stops his truck right in the middle of the lane that goes in front. He just stops.
Just stops there.
And sits there.
Yeah.
And so I go around him, and then he looks at me.
Of course,
and
he's glaring at you. Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter? Can't I just stop here? Parking lot etiquette. I think somebody should go out and just video these people. That'd be a great segment on TV. Wichita parking lots. Oh, you can find some interesting behavior. All right, guys. Scooters. How did I know that scooters were going to get you guys all in an uproar? 6:38 now with Steve and Ted. And time for Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Monday, the live cattle made new highs for the week and closed positive while feeder cattle, I meant to say Friday, I don't know why I said Monday, while the feeder cattle traded mostly lower and closed on the negative side. Now, Friday afternoon, we did see cash cattle trade develop in Kansas and Texas at the price of $112, and we also saw Friday lean hogs close on the positive side. Now, this Friday is the cattle on feed and the cattle inventory reports. At the close Friday, August live cattle were 60 cents higher at 108.47, but August feeders down $1.02 at 141.60, with August hogs $1.47 higher at 80.65. Now, Monday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans had a, Friday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans had a second straight session of big gains on technical and fund buying. We also saw the trade building weather premium back into the market due to the hot and dry forecast we're seeing for most of the Midwest. Now, last week, we saw September Casey wheat gain 22 cents, December corn gain 17 cents, and November beans gain 37 cents for the week last week. We also saw overnight trading on the mixed side. We're looking at September Casey wheat 3 cents lower at the moment, 464 and a quarter. December corn up a half a penny at 459 and three quarters. November soybeans 3.5 cents lower at 928. August crude oil this morning, 14 cents higher at 60.34. August gold, $5.30 higher at 14.17 and a half. September S&P, 5.5 points higher at 3,021. September dollar index unchanged at 96.42. And September Dow Jones futures up 54 points at 27,363. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
In every indication that summer has arrived, we could be temperatures close to 100 by midweek. Wow. Won't that be fun?
I tell you what, it's getting some guys a little bit worried. We've got corn right now that's, you know, in the pollination stage, so that is not good news for it to see the heat and a lack of rain.
So will that corn just start popping on the vine out there, like popcorn?
No, but what happens is we won't see it fill the ears as well as it should, so it will cut into the yield.
Oh, I'm just joking about popcorn. I knew it wouldn't do that. You'll just see some weaselly little ears then, huh?
Well, you'll see maybe the ears won't be so small, but they won't fill out as well.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, we luck out, and even with the adverse weather, we still end up doing okay. But it would sure be nice to see it cool off, and it would be nice to see another rain come through.
Yeah, all right. So a couple of weeks ago, you were saying there was too much rain, but you had to stop it.
That's exactly how quickly things can change.
Yeah. And I think you should make up your mind, Tom, which one you want.
I know. I tell you what, it's real tough, isn't it, Steve?
You never know what Tom's going to do. All right, Tom.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, 6:42 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. High hopes for the Secure Act.
I had a big tasty ear of corn at Longhorn last night.
Did you really?
I support the corn farmers.
Oh, love the roasting.
Tasty, man.
Love the corn. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.